DJ AG.
Hey.
You are a joy spreader. You are kind. You are lovely. And I cannot tell you how thrilled I am that you're on Reasons to be Joyful.
I'm happy to be here. Thank you for having me. This is a pleasure.
No, it's so lovely to meet you. So for people who don't know what you do, in a nutshell, not only do you spread the joy and you make everybody smile, but in your eyes, what is it that you do?
In my eyes, I do absolutely nothing, right?
No, you know.
So, I'm an open format DJ from London, and I go to care homes, I play music for the elders, I go to schools, I try and empower the youth via music, and we read together, and we do maths. I'm terrible at maths, but you try our best. And I'm outside on the streets in different locations, showcasing talent and playing music and lifting our community.
And how did you start doing this? I mean, was it your idea? Did you go, okay, that's it, I'm going to do this?
So initially, I worked in sales. I was at a FTSE 250 company. And I was a sales manager, and I got passed up on a promotion. And that really frustrated me, as it probably would many people. Yeah. I've been there for like 12 years. And then my kids, so Ree and Kai, were like, oh, go on TikTok and go on DJ. I was like, you're crazy.
So I read this was your kids. So it really was.
It was. It was Ree and Kai. So they're 15 and 16 now. But I'm like, go on TikTok. I was like, I'm 37 years old. Am I having a midlife crisis? I'm not sure. But I just took the plunge and I took a calculated risk. So side by side, TikTok and my job. So at lunchtime, I go on TikTok.
Oh, you were still doing it while you were working?
So before work, I go on TikTok. At lunchtime, go on TikTok. After work, go on TikTok. Done that for 3 months. And once I understood that I could survive financially and had a community that would support me, I quit my job.
And did you feel that there was a huge weight lifted off your shoulders?
No, I felt like there was more weight.
Oh, really?
Oh, I didn't sleep for about 6 months properly. I had 6 months of just, because it's pressure. You haven't got that that monthly wage coming in consistently, and you are at the mercy of people that donate to you. So you're going to have bread and water one day, or you're going to have steak and chips the next.
And what did the kids make of, not now, because we'll ask you that in a minute, but in the beginning when you said, okay, I'm going to do this, I'm listening to you too.
Yes.
And they saw what you were putting out. What did they, did they ever criticise it, or were they like, come on, Dad?
They're excited. They'll come out with me, and they'll try and help me, support me when they could. So bless them. My mum was very nervous.
Was she?
Yeah, and I understand being a parent, you're a protector, and it's a big risk, right? You're going from a job that pays £60,000. And for me, I'm from Tottenham. That's a great job.
Yeah.
So she was very, very like, oh, I'm not so sure if you should do that. And I think her mental health, she went and had a bit of a dip as a result, for sure.
Oh, really? Because of what you, because she was worried for you?
For sure.
Okay, so to now, catching up to now, how is she?
Now she's downloaded TikTok. Yeah, she's downloaded it. Yes, she's like, yes, son, I've seen you with Will Smith. I've seen you with all these fantastic people. But yeah, she's now really engaged in the journey and she's so excited. She's so happy.
Okay, so when did it go from not knowing whether you're going to have bread and water or steak and chips to Will Smith joining you on the street?
Yeah, well, it's an interesting journey because the first year of TikTok, I was literally at home DJing on my kitchen table. And then after a year, I got bored. I saw a fellow DJ called Suam, and he was outside. I was like, I didn't even know you could go outside and DJ. I didn't even know you could have the equipment. I thought, you know, everything was going to be big, bulky. And he's jumping around, dancing around. I was like, oh, so you can do it. I replicated his setup. I went outside, and then I found my own sort of space. And it was like a year after, I linked up with Zion and Fiona, who look after me, and Joe as well. And they just pull the strings. They make things happen, and you know, we're blessed.
And we literally, you do take over the streets.
Literally take over the streets. Cause shutdowns. But it's great. And I think for me, not only do the artists experience something different, you're outside on the streets where anything can happen. It's actually making music accessible for people that can't afford to see these artists, which I think
£250 a pop for a ticket, or going to a club, and it's an absolute fortune. And you're bringing the joy into the streets. But how, okay, here's the, how does it actually work? Do you just go, right, we're going to pitch up here outside King's Cross or wherever, because you're all over the place now.
Yeah.
You put your kit there, or do you get permission? I mean, how do you do it?
It used to be that way. So it used to be, I would just pitch up. I'll say, look, I'm going to be in Brixton, or I'm going to be in King's Cross, I'm going to be here, there and everywhere. And I'll say, look, I'm going to be here. If you want to come and perform, bring a USB and just come and do it. And that's how we started. And then what happened was the council started getting involved. I got arrested once by the police and it got a bit messy.
Yeah.
So I was like, look, just to, my manager was like, look, let's just get the permits, let's just do it the right way. And I was like, fair enough, that's what we have to do. I'm very kind of anti-establishment, if I'm honest. I'm a rebel. I like disrupting. That's what I like doing.
You are a rebel, but also the stuff that you do, you're doing it in a really warm way. And I think being rebellious in kindness is a great thing.
I agree.
Everyone should do it.
I agree. Listen, we only live once, right?
Yeah.
But yeah, so we have permits now. You know, we do risk assessments. We've got a great security team. And it's a very expensive thing to go outside on the streets now. But you know, I'm enjoying it and people are enjoying it too.
How I found out about you was through lovely Alicia Dixon.
Yes.
And so she said to me, Gabby, you're going to love that. Have a look. Because she'd been out with you in King's Cross.
Yes.
And then that was it. I was completely hooked. And then I saw the work that you were doing. Let's go to Will Smith and then we're going to go back to the work you do in care homes and things. Yeah. Will Smith. You go from your kitchen table to Will Smith.
Crazy.
How did that happen?
You know what? It's a great question. And like I said, it's down to my great team, just pulling the strings, having conversations. But look, he wanted to do it. We met prior to the live stream outside.
You did?
Yeah, we met prior and we had a conversation. And he was like, look, what do you need from me? And I'm like, what do I need from you? I'm like, I'm just cool with you being here. And we kind of talked through some of his ideas in terms of what he wanted to perform. And I was like, look, you know what? You got to do Fresh Prince, man. People want to definitely hear that one. And he's like, all right. And he spoke to his engineer. He said, yeah, add that to the list. He's like, is there anything else you need from me? Like, he was really accommodating.
That's
bless
lovely.
Him. And I said, look, I just want you to have fun. Like, don't worry about the numbers, like what the views are going to do. Forget about that. Just come. Have fun, and I promise you, your cup will be full. By the time you've finished, the love that you're going to get on the streets is going to be amazing. We announced it, and it went crazy. And obviously, as you can see from some of the shots, we shut down King's Cross for sure.
No, that was amazing.
Which probably upset a few people, but...
but it was for a good reason.
It was for a good reason.
But also, unknown people who've never done anything like that before. Okay, so we've talked bigger than big.
Yeah.
And then, but your whole thing is for doing it for... young people for all ages, actually all ages, they can just come and join you and be a part of it. Were you always like that? Were you like that as a child?
It comes a lot from my mum, is the honest truth.
What's your mum's name? Because you've talked
Jackie.
About Jackie.
Yeah, so it comes from her and she is a very giving person, selfless. I've learned a lot of my skills from my mum. She'll give you her last penny, her last potato, her last bag of like that's her. And I think I've taken those skills. I also used to MC as well. Back in the day, and I didn't quite make the cut. I wasn't good enough. So I always think about those things and think, look, people are not seen, they're not heard. It's expensive to make music. It's expensive to get out there. You've got to market yourself. All the other platforms charge, and I understand why they charge, but how about we flip this on its head, make it for free, make it accessible, come and perform, get some experience, and we'll post your content and see what happens.
Now, looking back on some of those people who'd never done it before and their content is going and they're doing really well, I hope you take a moment to sit back and go, oh, yeah, I'm so proud of what I've done.
Everyone says that to
you
me.
Don't.
You know?
I bet you don't,
nah,
do you?
I'm like, what's next?
So when but that's good. You can be what's next, but you can also be really chuffed that you've done what you've done.
I'm happy that I've taken the risk. And I suppose I would say to everyone watching right now, life is so short. It can end at any time. And why not take a risk? Is there something that you want to do? Take a risk. Make sure it's calculated, though. Don't just be leaving your job without having a plan. But, you know, have a plan. Maybe try it on the side. And if it works and you can survive financially and you're happy, take a risk. I was willing to risk it all. I was like, look, listen, at the end of the day, this doesn't work.
Because you weren't happy?
Because I got part, the promotion is what triggered it. Because I didn't get the promotion.
But were you happy in the job or now?
I was okay. Yeah, I was all right. But it's not this happiness. This is
no. That's what I'm saying. So that was a different happy to this happy.
This is a different. I've just come back from a care home now, and
let's talk about that.
To see those people, and for the joy, I just met someone that's 100 years old. They're 100 and they're dancing, singing along. Like the care homes are my favorite thing. Is what I will say.
So when did you start doing that? Because that was because of your grand. Was it your grandma?
So my gran had dementia.
Yeah.
She wasn't put in a care home. But just the joy that I would see from her singing to her hymns. She loved that. And I was like, all right, when I can financially afford to do it, then I'm going to do it. And I love volunteering my time, going to the care homes, meeting all the people. You get the chirpy, because people think that care homes are just, it's all doom and gloom. And it's not. It's not like that at all. You have some very interesting characters that are full of joy, full of life, want to have a little flirt, you know. Yeah. And I really enjoy going to them.
And also, you, whatever music they want. I was looking with lovely Will, who works on the podcast. We were looking at footage of Mi Amore.
Yes.
It was lovely. And she was 100 years old as well. And you were all singing along. I mean, obviously, this is reasons to be joyful. It's as if you've found, this sounds a bit heavy, excuse me, but you found your calling.
This is my calling.
You're like...
I really believe I found it, yeah.
You're healing people.
Some would say that, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, some would say that. But look, I'm enjoying it and I'm hoping that everyone else is enjoying it. And I guess we've got to see how far we can take it. Because it's global. Look at the people that I've had on. You know, who gets a Will Smith outside in London? But it's not only that. I've been to Jamaica. You know, we've had Killa, Sanchez, Beanie Man. These are all... like superstars, legends in, you know, dancehall and reggae. We've been to Africa, we've been to Kenya. We've had Bien, we've had all these massive people. I want to go to Brazil, I want to go to Australia, I want to go to Japan, see what's going on over there. Like, I think there's so much to explore. So why not? It's open to everyone.
But also you go into schools and the footage of you in the schools, oh my word.
Yeah.
So are these all your ideas?
Yeah, these are the things I
want to do. So talk to me about going into schools.
Well, look, my thing is, without being too long. Growing up, I remember things being a certain way. So we'd go to registration, we'd talk about EastEnders, we'd talk about Coronation Street, Holyoke. That's what we would talk about. It was
But it brings people together, it's community.
Correct, yeah. So it's very controlled. I went to play schemes, I went to Lucian Way. Big up my auntie because she set that up and helped me out with that.
Oh,
and
lovely.
I met Ian Wright there during play scheme and Robbie G. And I never forget those moments of celebrities just spending their time, just having a chat. And I was like lifted from that experience. So again, kind of having this influence now, I'm like, what can I do like for the kids? I feel like they're a bit detached. They don't really get that time. Parents are struggling financially. So they're probably both off working. We've got single parent families, like all the rest of it. And the kids now, like it's tough for them. You know, there's a lot of opportunity, but they don't get the time to really get that and have the opportunity to speak to influencers. You've got to pay to go somewhere to see someone. You might even not say hello. So I was like, look, what can I do? Let me go in there and just test the waters. We'll do karaoke style performances. And I just want to speak to them and just see how they're feeling and if there's anything I can do to help and just give them that time, read with them, basic things. But they love it. They love the karaoke style stuff. There's been so many viral moments, which has been amazing. And, you know, I want to do more of that stuff.
I talk about it a lot on the TV shows I do, on the radio shows I do, on this podcast, that we're in an epidemic of loneliness,
yes,
especially in young people. And what you're doing is you're bringing people together. And I think, you know, so much of our time is spent a phone or on a laptop, whatever. And also working from home. So many people work from home. And that what you're doing is you're saying, get out. Let's all do this together. Whether it's the young people in schools who are suffering with loneliness and anxiety at very young ages, whether it's the older people that you're seeing. Is that one of the things that you feel strongly about as well?
Community. Yeah. Community is really important. And I think the youth are our future. And I always question, are we invested in our youth in the right ways? I used to go to a youth club and... that was such a great time, you know, going in there, you've got table tennis, you've got pool, you've got the tuck shop, you can get your rainbow drops, you can play football and you get to socialise and you get to make friends. That doesn't really exist anymore. You know, so many youth clubs have shut down.
Heartbreaking.
And you're right, you know, people are on their phones. You know, you've got to look at the music as well. You know, when I used to buy CDs at HMV or R Price, legendary.
Yes,
Woolworths,
yes.
Like, legendary. You could buy a CD and it's got the explicit version, but it's got a radio version as well. And I wouldn't dare play the explicit version in my house, you know. But we don't have that anymore. You know, with the artists, a lot of them are not really thinking about what the impact is of
that's
the music.
That's really interesting.
Up. Yeah.
Because I mean, I've heard both sides of that, saying, no, we don't want to limit what they're able to hear, but actually young people are very impressionable, as we know from, actually, if we're taking it to, you know, adolescence, that drama, the power that social media has on young people and everything around it, it's quite, what you're saying is right. That's really interesting to hear that.
I've gone to schools and they're like 7 or 8 and they want to play a particular song. And I'm like, okay, I can find a clean version of that. I'll find one. We'll make a clean version. But they'll sing it word for word. And it's got...
The explicit version?
Yeah, 100%, yeah. And they're singing it and it's just like, all right, we've got to really think about what we're doing. I kind of used ChatGPT, sorry guys, AI. But so I kind of used it and I was like, look, let me just find out if there's an impact between you making a radio edit version and your normal version. If you make both, does it impact your numbers in terms of charting? And it doesn't. You can make a radio version and it counts as the same, it counts towards your numbers. I would personally like to see more artists think about that. And you can have your explicit version, but you can take a bit of time to have a radio version. I do understand it's very much microwave music right now. So do you want to put the extra effort in? But I think it's worth it because of the impact that we're having on the children. And it's very similar for the influencers, the podcasters out there. Everything's accessible right now. And you are impacting the children. Whether you've got 1,000 people that subscribe to you or 10, you are having an impact. They are watching.
So you would like to be, it's less explicit for young children and because of what that then, how that influences them, you think, in for everyday life?
Yeah, I think it's important to have a radio-friendly version. I think that bit is important. It doesn't take long to cut out the swear words and then put that out as a version. And I think that's something that we need to consider because it does have an impact. A lot of these people, you know, a lot of these kids, they want to be rappers. They want to be YouTubers. When I go to, I'm like, what do you guys want to do? And you go, YouTuber. I want to be a YouTuber. I want to be a streamer. And when I'm watching certain podcasts and certain people and how they're conducting themselves, I'm like, we don't need to do drama for views. And I'm the example of it. Everything that I do is positive and I'm doing just fine.
You really do. That's what you are putting out there, positivity. And that's why I was asking if you were like that as a child, because it's, and you say that you get that from your mum, but were you a positive, were you always doing, I feel that from you, the minute I met you outside of the studio, I just thought, you're a giver.
Yeah.
Were you like that as a child as well?
Definitely, 100%. Always been a giver. And I think for me, I don't look at giving and then receiving. I just give. And then what is going to be is going to be. And, you know, like I said, my mum is definitely an inspiration. Definitely like my dad as well. My dad's very like outgoing, chirpy. He's like my twin in that regard.
Oh, is he?
Yeah. He's like my twin. But in terms of like the giving nature, that's from my mum.
And how are the kids now about it all? Because we asked how they were thinking in the beginning.
Yes.
How on earth do your kids, what do they make of the enormity of it all now?
My kids love it.
So, do they? Oh, yeah. I'm so pleased. How old are they now?
So 15 and 16.
Right. Oh, right. Okay. So I thought you meant they were 15.
Yeah, so 15 and 16 now. My son is like more behind the camera. He doesn't really want to be on the camera so much. But my daughter, she started DJing now. And she's like, yeah, dad, I'm going to go to a care home and I'm going to go do the same as you. So it does have an impact. So she wants to do the same thing. She's even called herself DJRG online. That's her new name on Instagram. So
bless her.
She's doing mixes. She's going out there making her own path. So yeah.
And so you said you want to travel the world, but where do you want to see this going? Because you've made an impact. You're going to keep making an impact. You are making a difference. Where do you want to see it going?
Just to explode. But no, for me, it's been able to go global. I definitely would love to crack America. I think I've got the potential to do that. Just taking my platform, doing exactly the same thing.
You want to do the same?
Yeah, I've got the English accent. I can play America. I know how to play the music as well. So I love to go. But I want to just travel the world, see the world, find the artists that are really, really good, continue with the humanitarian things that I'm doing and trying to see like how much more can I do in that regard. Not everywhere's got a care home. But there's other things that you can be getting on with. You know, can we build some wells? Can we build some schools? Like, you know, what can we do to give back? So, yeah.
You are such a good person. Oh, my word. If the you, when you were working in that company, could see you now, what would you make of that?
You'd be like, no way. What? You're going to do those things? For all the people that I've met, even take the big people aside, like even just going to a care home, and getting a message like 2 months later saying that person that has dementia still remembers you coming.
Oh.
Like, I can't wait for you to return. These are beautiful moments that we're making. They're beautiful. And, you know, long may it continue.
I think you're a really special person, AG. I thank you so much for coming on Reasons to Be Joyful. We always ask everybody that's on this podcast, what brings them joy? So you can either share a picture or you can tell us what anything at all. What brings you most joy?
I guess for me, right in this moment, seeing my mum so happy about this journey probably gives me the most joy right now. Because I remember when we first started, she wasn't in a good place, like, and I understand. But now, like, she'll come to me and be like, "Oh, like, son, like, I saw you do this, or son, I saw you do that, or you was with this person." I'm like, "I didn't tell you about this." She's like, "Yeah, I've been watching on TikTok. I've been watching what you've been doing." I'm like, "All right, cool, fair enough." So she's locked in, and to see her locked in, you know, be nominated for a MOBO award as well, which is amazing, and to see her reactions to these things that are happening, yeah. Oh, it's great, man.
It's great. It's for Jackie.
It's for Jackie. Mama!
Can we call Jackie?
Can we call her?
Can we call Jackie?
What? We probably could call her.
Let's call her.
Should we call her and say hello?
Well, we're going to call Jackie.
All right, cool. Let's get on loudspeaker. Let's get on loudspeaker.
But do warn her first.
Yeah, she works nights, so she might beat me up.
Say it's Gabby Roslin's fault.
Yeah, yeah. Let's see if she answers. She's lying, it's busy.
You know what? Try again.
All right, you know what I can do? I know she's talking to you. I bet she's talking to my sister. Let's see. Yeah, she's talking to my sister.
No, how do you know what she's talking?
Because it says call. They're always talking to each other. Always,
are they?
Always.
So who are you calling now?
So now I'm talking to my sister. Yo, sis.
Yeah.
Sis,
yeah,
do me a favour. You're talking to mum?
Yeah.
All right, tell mum to hang up, mum, and then I'm going to call her quickly.
All right.
Bye.
Oh, this is so cute.
All right, let's see.
Jackie, come on, Jackie.
Yeah, come on.
DJ Jackie.
Right, let's see. Okay.
That was my late mum's name.
Is it?
Well. Yeah.
Oh, bless her.
Hello?
Mum, you all right?
I'm good.
I've got someone that wants to say hello to you.
Who wants to say hello?
Hello, Jackie. It's Gabby Roslin here. We're on a podcast called Reasons to Be Joyful, and your boy has just said that the thing that brings him most joy in the world is his mum, Jackie.
Oh, that's so nice.
Yeah, and they're recording you saying this.
Yeah, but it's so nice.
So, come on, tell us about your boy. You must be a very proud mummy.
I'm really proud. He's done a fantastic job. Yeah, very proud.
Oh, Jackie, it's lovely to speak to you, my darling.
You too.
Take
right,
you can go
care.
Now.
Oh, thank you, son.
All right, see you later.
Bye. Oh, Jackie. That's so lovely. Yeah. AG, listen, good luck with everything that you do.
Thank you.
Keep flying because you really are. And we'll keep following. And thank you for being a joy spreader because we need more people like you in the world.
Likewise. Let's keep going.